Our epistle for this 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 25 and 26, chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Brethren, if we live by the Spirit let us also walk. Let us not become desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, even if a person is caught doing something wrong, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something whereas he is nothing, he deceives himself. But everyone tests his own work, and so he will have glory in himself only, and not in comparison with another. For each one will bear his own burden. And let him who is instructed in the word share all good things with his teacher. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For what a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows in the flesh, from the flesh will reap corruption. But he who sows in the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap life everlasting. And in doing good, let us not grow tired. For in due time we shall reap if we do not relax. Therefore, while we have time, let us do good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of faith. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 through 16. At that time, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. And as he drew near the gate of the town, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large gathering from the town was with her. And the Lord, seeing her, had compassion on her, and said to her, "Do not weep." And he went up and touched the stretchers, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he who was dead sat up and began to speak. And he gave him to his mother. But fear seized upon all, and they began to glorify God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Lord, seeing her, had compassion on her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, what an amazing event that is given to us to consider this Sunday about the life of our Lord. Picture it. Two processions. A procession of life and a procession of death. A procession with Christ and a funeral procession. As the processions get closer, our Lord sees the widow and her tears. And I cannot help but think that when he saw the tears of this mother, who also was a widow, was quite the reminder of what would be too soon. When another procession and another widow would embrace the lifeless body of her son that had been crucified on a hilltop called Calvary, and the procession to the sepulcher where they would lay the body of her son. It seems to me this, among the other things that made our Lord pause to comfort this widow, and stopping that procession, and robbing death of the victory that it had. It seems to me that our Lord saw something further in this, knowing what he would do. After raising the son of this widow to life and giving her son back to her, had to think of us when he said to her, "Behold your son," and to us, "Behold your mother." Here I think it is important for parents to consider how powerful the prayer is that they pray for their children. It reminds me of a woman who prayed for her son, a woman whose name was Monica, and her son's name was Augustine. And 40 years she prayed. There was another man, a bishop, by the name of Ambrose, who was the priest for Monica and her confessor. Monica would talk to her often about her son. And Ambrose said these words, "How can the son of so many tears be lost?" Ambrose we know as St. Ambrose. Monica we know as St. Monica. And Augustine we know as St. Augustine. The power of prayer and sacrifice of parents is most efficacious for their children. In today's epistle, we read, "And in doing good, let us not grow tired. While we have time, let us do good to all men, but especially to those who are the household of faith." It is important that we pray for each other. We commend the souls we love and the souls that we are part of a community with, as Catholics, as a parish, to the good Lord. It says, "Let us do good to all men, but especially to those who are the household of faith." How many times do we pause and pray for our parish and for each other? We should. I'm here reminded of the words of Our Lady of Fatima. She talks about the importance of prayer and sacrifices for poor souls who have nobody to pray and to sacrifice for them. She says, "So many souls go to hell because there is no one to sacrifice and to pray for them." But we can. Will we? We don't pray and sacrifice for them because we think we're worthy. Oh, we know our insignificance. We know our insufficiencies. We know our weaknesses. We know we can be but instruments of the good Lord if we are willing. We pray at the end of Mass to our Blessed Mother, Queen. We call her Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. We ask our Heavenly Mother, who has been given to us to be our mother, to pray for us. How many times we let these words slip from our lips, but not go through our heart, not have the meaning that they could have, should have, when we say them, when we should pray them. Or the Hail Mary, when we ask our Blessed Mother to pray for us now, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. On this Sunday, as we consider this event that took place, let us also consider the good Lord's love and compassion for those who are caught up with grief, whether they be actual exterior grief that comes through life, such as a loss of a loved one, or sickness, or how about the spiritual grief that we find ourselves in on account of our fallen human nature. We have sinned and we have lost our relationship with God, or diminished it. And how easy He makes it for us if we but go to confession and are sincerely sorry, and He liberates us from that death of sin or that sickness of sin. And let us show ourselves grateful. Let us be sure to thank Him. When considering this gospel, we should be filled with hope, remembering that He gave to us His mother to be our mother, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. He's given us a means to be victorious over our fallen human nature, over the world, and over the devil, if we make good use of these gifts that He has given to us. And let us be even more so grateful in that, as the people of Naim said when they witnessed the miracle, God has visited His people. God has visited us. God visits us now, today. And He comes to us in Holy Communion to be our Lord, to be our Savior, to fulfill us, to take away the sins of the world, if we let Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.